Thank you and good morning. A sheriff's deputy recovers from a wound suffered when he was shot in the chest by 55-year-old Shelter Cove resident William Nelson on Tuesday afternoon. The deputy and a sergeant were at the residence to serve Nelson with eviction papers when Nelson allegedly opened fire, hitting the deputy. The deputy's ballistic vest saved his life, and he could be back to work by next week. Sheriff Mike Downey held a press conference yesterday afternoon to brief the media about the incident, which ended with Nelson's arrest in the early morning hours on Wednesday morning. Nelson, who was believed to have remained in the residence following the shooting, was seen re-entering the home just before he was arrested. Downey said that it took some time to get enough officers to the area to set up a proper perimeter. Officers from law enforcement agencies across the county responded to the scene, and Nelson faces a list of charges, including attempted murder, and his bail has been set at $2 million. There was a major fire on 4th Street in Eureka yesterday. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The fire broke out in the second story of a 4th Street Eureka apartment house. Fire Chief Ken Wood said they found smoke billowing from the roof.
We had an attic fire in a two-story structure. We arrived on scene. We had probably 15 to 20 occupants in the structure. We moved them, and fire extended into the attic area. Had some difficulty getting to it with the lath and plaster ceiling area, but we're able to knock it down. No injuries, save one bird.
Chief Wood said investigators are now trying to determine the origin of the fire. It required closing all of 4th Street to traffic for 2 hours while they fought the fire. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. Sheriff's deputies captured a man who will be charged with armed robbery. Police say a 25-year-old man was sleeping in his car at the end of 27th Street in Arcata at 4 o'clock Wednesday morning. A man opened his door, demanded articles from his vehicle, and police say the suspect took a camera, computer, and iPhone and drove away. The victim followed the car to a gas station on Alliance Road and demanded his belongings be returned. That's when the suspect brandished a knife. A clerk at the gas station called police and they arrested Lloyd Velasquez of Arcata, and he was charged with armed robbery. He also was charged with violating probation, and he was booked into county jail. There were no injuries during the incident. On Tuesday, the Board of Trustees for College of the Redwoods unanimously approved a memorandum of understanding with Mendocino College regarding the offering of classes at the Fort Bragg Satellite Campus. Mendocino College is one step closer to approving that MOU as well. And when the Board of Trustees for Mendocino does approve that deal, it will go into effect in July. The Mendocino Board met last night to discuss the issue, and the MOU will cover a 3-year period and includes provisions to have the two schools work on both short and long-term solutions to providing classes to coastal residents. You're listening to KINS North Coast News.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Recently, the Eureka Police Department published an online survey asking what issues are having the biggest impact on the Eureka community. 3 different versions of the survey were made available, one for residents, one for business owners, and one for the homeless population. According to Police Chief Andy Mills, more than 2,000 residents responded to the survey, many of them providing intelligent commentary. Mills added that the transient population offered some insightful comments as well.
We gave the surveys to St. Vincent de Paul, to Betty Chin, and to the Rescue Mission, asked them to distribute the surveys for us. Some of the homeless actually made some very thoughtful comments as well about what they would like to see and what could help them get out of their situation. And there are a lot of very strong themes that came out of those surveys that will help.
Mills said that before any changes can be implemented, the Board of Supervisors and the City Council must be advised.
To have a structured, organized, coordinated response based on the data, I'm asking people to hold off. We're continuing to do what we have been doing, but for the innovative stuff, I'm asking people to hold off until we can put a proposal together for the County Board of Supes and the City Council to say, yes, this is what we want, cradled all together, to be able to make sure it's coordinated between the city and the county.
The online surveys are another example of the department's efforts to strengthen their connection with the community. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.